It's Wednesday, March the 3rd, and you're tuned in to the Today Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It's March, and do you know what that means, Anthony?
No.
We're coming up on the pandemic anniversary.
Oh!
Aren't you excited? One whole year with our lovely friend,
Corona-chan.
How you feeling about that? One whole year.
Honestly? All right, let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I haven't been the best, let's say, COVID. What am I trying to say here.
Like the
person who follows the COVID rules.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So you've been American.
I've been a little American.
Ah, okay. Right?
And I will say, like, I had a girlfriend last summer.
Yeah.
Even during the Rona.
Right? Yeah.
Still saw each other.
Yeah.
So, honestly, not that bad. And almost every other aspect of my life has improved.
Oh, wow.
Right? School's online. Grades have never been higher.
Yeah.
I'm able to work from home.
Yeah.
I'm able to multitask more shit.
Okay.
And honestly, Corona Chan, it's mainly been a positive in my life.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm kind of sad that
it's coming to an end.
She's kind of leaving. She's coming to an end. But
don't jinx it.
You know, hopefully one day there'll be a.
A rekindling?
There'll be a rekindling of the romance, so to say.
She'll walk up back into your life when you least expect it. You're going to be on a subway train in Hokkaido, and suddenly...
Yeah, just bam. Sup, cutie?
I'd see you here.
Haven't seen you in a bit. Haven't seen you in a minute. You know.
Damn.
And then she could just lull me gently into that sweet goodnight.
Yeah,
know?
She will. She'll Hopefully. Take you away once more.
One day.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a positive outlook.
Yes.
That's good.
It's not so bad.
That's good. Well,
also, great. It turns out, like,
yes.
Being American with the rules,
not
as bad if everyone else is doing their part.
Wow.
You know, as long as everyone else is doing their part, I can afford to just kind of bend the rules a little bit.
You know, they say there is always the 10%.
Yeah.
Who does that? Like, isn't that how Japan's whole economy is structured? 95% of us do the right thing to make up for the 5% who don't.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the honesty rule works there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Sometimes I just want to take advantage of that fact.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm not gonna argue against you.
I've been following the rules all my life.
All right. Are you updating your Windows again?
No, sorry. My speaker was just on.
Okay.
I read one of the questions coming up, so
okay.
I was pulling up an Excel sheet.
All right. Speaking of questions, let's start with a question to chew on.
So,
Paul Chew writes in a total of 6 questions this week.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Are you going to miss Corona Chan?
Why?
I need your side of the story.
No.
No?
No.
You want to go outside and go biking?
Peace out.
You want to be part of that office life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right.
I miss my commute.
All right.
I miss my working in an office.
Okay.
I miss being part of a world greater than myself.
Nah, that's overrated.
Don't get me wrong. Staying working at home, saving money, and just, like, being able to sleep in. And, like I'll be real. My commute costs a year are about $4,000. But I've just put that all into other shit, cool shit I want to buy.
Hell yeah. That's what you got to do.
And that's what I've been doing. And it's cool, but it's like, it's been a year. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. So I need to get back into the world.
All right. Okay.
Paul Chew writes in.
What's up, Paul?
Total of 6 questions this week. Man, dude, what the hell? All are related, and the answers can all overlap if you like.
Interesting.
All
right.
What is /r:? The most anime weapon of all time, your favorite anime weapon of all time, the most video game weapon of all time, your favorite video game weapon of all time, the most iconic weapon in all pop culture, and your most iconic weapon in pop culture, and the most iconic weapon in all of pop culture.
It's a lot of questions.
That is a lot of questions. We'll start with the anime ones. Basically, they're basically three questions. Your favorite versus the most iconic in anime, video games, and pop culture.
Okay, so my favorite
anime weapon
is a stand.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Like, a stand, they're not used as anything other.
Okay.
Right? You're not using it to have, like, conversate. You're not using it to like, hang out with the bros.
So this is your favorite anime weapon?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think stands are my favorite anime weapon. They are strictly made for some sort of conflict / violence. Even the Italian boy in part 4, who had a tomato stand, his whole thing was that you eat the food he makes with the stand, and then he, like, deconstructs your body to remake it in a better form. It's still pretty violent.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think my favorite would have to be a stand.
Okay. I'll take your answer, but it's not my favorite. It's the most anime weapon.
Okay.
Like, a stand, or any sort of, like,
whatever. Physical embodied, like a fate god or whatever.
Yeah, like, something that, whatever was inspired by that. Even, like, to a certain extent, like, in Bleach, right? Like, some of their bankais are buck wild because they're just like the JoJo stands, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, what the fuck is this? That's the most anime weapon.
Yeah.
I will say that.
I'd probably agree.
Yeah.
Or is the samurai sword the most anime weapon? Because that would be my answer.
That, you think the sword is the most anime?
The anime sword. Like, not just, like, any sword, not, like, a guts sword or anything. Like, the weeb sword, the samurai sword.
Like, I want to agree with you, but
just
like,
okay, I'm gonna paint you a picture. Uh-huh. Right, you're facing your greatest villain,
yeah,
and you pull out the katana of legend.
Yeah,
it's eaten the souls of 1,000 demons.
Uh-huh.
And within it rides an unquenchable rage.
Okay,
right, but you can control it, and then you slice through your enemy, and your enemy's like, ha ha ha, nothing has happened. Your katana is weak. But little do you know, or does he know, you're slowly sheathing the sword.
See, and when, like, it goes
ching, he falls in half.
I see. I think the sword's more suited to the other two fictions.
Okay.
I think anime, like you said, the stands or whatever. Because, like, as cool as stands are,
yeah,
like, they're useless in a video game. Like, what do you can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Like, but
I can see that
in an anime, like, that is the only medium where their creativity can be, like, fully realized.
True. I'll admit that. You know, I'll put sword in the video game sphere then.
Okay,
how about that?
But yeah, so for anime, you think?
I think my favorite anime weapon is a stand. I haven't really thought of most anime.
So my most anime weapon is a stand, or...
Yeah. What's your favorite
anime? My favorite anime weapon?
Is it the Gate of Bootylon?
No. It's Mecha.
I guess, yeah. Okay, Gundam.
It's a Mecha. Anytime you jump into a fucking robot, and I'm like, yes. Yes.
I think I would go one step further, and for me, the most anime weapon would probably be Super Robot.
Okay, fine.
Like, Combiner.
Sure.
Get that Galgagar going on.
Yeah.
Right. All that kind of shit. Like, when I think of anime, you're right. For me, it's usually Mecha.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I see a giant robot, even in Pacific Rim,
yeah,
it cannot divorce it from anime.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we have the same answer for anime, but just on different...
Just we've reversed
them? Yeah, reverse them.
Yeah, okay. Okay. What about for video games? I'll go first. Yeah, I would say sword is the most video game weapon.
Yeah, Zelda.
Zelda. It's got a sword. Master Chief with the energy sword.
Hell yeah.
Remember when Halo 2 came out and the guy had a fucking sword?
And we're like, oh shit, those are way cooler than guns.
Yeah, and it's a game about guns and you got hyped for a sword.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Devil May Cry, sword.
Sword. Yeah, it's always the sword in video games, I find.
Dynasty Warriors, lots of swords.
Yeah, lots of swords.
Man, there are a lot of swords in video games.
Yeah.
Swords are so cool. Cloud Sword.
Oh, that's true. Cloud fucking sword. Yeah, that's true.
The Gunblade.
There's my answer.
Is your favorite? Gunblade. Is your favorito?
I don't know. The Gunblade or the Keyblade? No, it's the Gunblade.
The Keyblade. Gross. Gross.
I remember the first time I saw the Gunblade. I was a kid and I was like, That's it. That's the one. Like, that's genius. You can do no wrong.
Yeah. Though, this one's kind of weird, but the one weapon that that I probably had the most fun with in a video game, I'll say, is the Penetrator.
Okay.
Do you ever play Saints Row the Third?
No, for good reason.
It's a good game. You should play it.
Okay.
In that game, they had a melee weapon that was a giant dildo attached to a baseball bat.
Oh, how did I know? How did I know?
And the physics on that thing is that you would home run a dude with a bat-sized dildo, and they would fly across the street, and it was so funny.
Mm.
It was hilarious.
I don't know. That's not for me.
It's funny.
But that does remind me of, if you said baseball bat, and like I still remember the first time you picked up the baseball bat in Smash Brothers.
Oh, home run bat.
And it was instant KO. Yeah. And I was like,
that's You're like, well, this is charging. What happens if I hit it?
That's a good weapon.
Yeah.
Feels good every time.
Yeah, it does feel good every time.
You know what, though? What?
Are Pokemon weapons?
I don't know. Are they weapons? No, they're not really weapons. They're characters.
Okay. Are Pokeballs weapons?
That's the weapon.
That's the real weapon.
You know that rock in the Savari Zone?
Damn.
That's the weapon. Okay, I know my answer is.
What?
I can't believe it. It's an evolution of the gunblade.
Okay. The blade gun?
No. Chainsaw rifle.
Oh, from
Gears of War?
Gears of War.
The Lancer?
The Lancer,
I still remember the video where Cliff presents. He's like, it's a gun. And a chainsaw.
Yeah, and your 13-year-old mind was like, holy shit!
What are they doing?
You cut that guy in half!
Worlds collided, man! For me, that was Avengers. Like, that was the most ambitious crossover.
Chainsaw and gun. Oh, man, that's cool. Maybe I just have a propensity towards swords.
Yeah, those. I think swords are the like most iconic in video games.
Yeah, because like even my favorite, like it's, you know what, the Penetrator is a good choice. I don't know if it's the favorite anymore. Like, what if it's like
I'm just
like Rebellion, like Dante's sword from Devil May Cry.
It's pretty cool.
The True Dragon Blade.
The True Dragon Blade. Yeah, I'm surprised you're just not like it's not the Masumane or the.
Oh, yeah, those are, like, always pretty cool.
Like, it's just Sephiroth's fucking extended katana.
Yeah, those are always cool, but those are, like, they're in every JRPG, so when I think about it, it's, like, even though they're, like, the most powerful sword in the JRPG, they're a little bit generic now. Because you're like, oh, you have the Masamune, you have the Demon Blade.
It's never a gun, though, for you, right?
No.
You never, like, remember the PFG? Remember that first time you got the 50 cal Modern Warfare?
The BFG, though, it is a big fucking gun. It's pretty cool. Ooh, the Rhino from Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, I never played those games.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Those were always the end game gun.
Speaking of which, that latest one is free.
Oh, is it?
I don't play it. Yeah.
But it's always like guns on top of guns. It's like a machine gun that has a homing rocket launcher, that has cluster missiles, that has grenade launcher.
Wow.
Like, it's just guns on guns, and you run through a level and you're the strongest thing that ever lived.
Okay.
Those are cool, but I don't know. Guns to me are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Born in the wrong generation, man.
So if it's a sword, which one is? Pick the sword. There's so many good ones.
There are a lot of. You know, I just gotta Google video game swords.
Video game swords? You're just gonna video game swords Google.
It's definitely not
the Master Sword.
It's not the Master Sword.
How could it not be the Master Sword?
That's my favorite. I remember now. Metal Gear Rising. Did you play that?
Oh, with the... It was Cyborg... what's his face?
Not Raiden.
Yeah.
Not Raiden's sword.
No.
Sam's sword.
Oh.
You remember the villain, Sam?
No.
He had the robot dog as his friend.
Is this sword with the laser?
No.
Oh.
It's the sword where the sheath is a gun.
Oh!
So he shoots the sword out of his sheath to get a faster draw strike.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
I mean, that's definitely a video game sword.
That's a video game-ass sword.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fair enough.
That's the best.
I'm glad none of us just went with car in GTA.
The Banshee.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And the last one, pop culture. What do you think is the most iconic pop culture weapon?
The Force.
You think that is the most iconic pop culture weapon?
I guess
you mean like specific or like in broad sense?
In like a broad sense, but I think if I had to specifically pick weapon, yeah, it'd most likely be a lightsaber.
Yeah, it's got to be a lightsaber, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
Yeah.
Agumon? No.
I mean, I would just say a gun.
In pop culture,
like, how could it not be the gun?
But that's where it's like, do we want to be specific with the name? Does it have to be weapon copyright? Or can it be, like, weapon IP?
Well, we said the most iconic weapon in a video game is a sword.
True.
Right? So, like, in pop culture, I would say it's a gun. Like, any gun. Like, what's James Bond carrying today?
Gun.
The golden gun.
The PP7.
What does Han Solo have?
Gun.
That gun. You know?
Maybe this is why I think guns are boring.
Like, because I can't think of...
What does Apollo Creed have? These guns! Oh, guns in the broadest sense of the term, baby.
But you bring that up, and I'm thinking of, like, not Rocky, Rambo?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that or man's Arnold's. only guns!
Yeah.
Terminator, only guns! You know how many great movies are... You know John Wick?
Guns.
That man is guns.
It's got a lot. I need something for dinner.
How about more guns?
I think, yeah. I would say gun. Yes.
It's a gun.
You know, it has to be gun.
Okay, but now, what do you think? What is your favorite, though? What is your favorite weapon in pop culture? I think mine's still lightsaber. The Force is too ambiguous, because sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
Like, when you can magically heal your stepbro?
Yeah, I'm just like, what?
Oh my god, stepbro, mom and dad aren't home. Let's fuck.
Stepbro, I'm stuck in a dishwasher. Use the Force. Get me out. No problem.
Get me off of this dishwasher.
Yeah.
My favorite in pop culture.
You know, like, what's the gun that they use in Ghostbusters? The electrostatic gun?
Yeah, don't cross the beams.
Yeah. Gun. It's a fucking gun.
I'm so bad at, like, regular pop culture.
Now, what does the entirety of the Transformers use? Guns.
Oh, Star Trek phaser?
That's a gun.
It's a gun. But it's also a cell phone.
It's true. Set to stun.
Set to stun.
Set phasers to stun.
Well, there's so many of these that are just guns.
I'm telling you, dude, it's just guns.
Batarang's not a gun.
I mean, does Batman
count? The noisy cricket, that's a gun. That's
a gun.
Harry Potter wand, that's a gun.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's a gun.
Sure.
It's a magic gun.
Wow. I never thought about it that way, but okay.
It just shoots things.
All right. All right.
Favorite?
Got nothing, huh?
I don't know if I have, like, a favorite. Because there's a lot of stuff I think are cool that you can do with it, but maybe that's not considered a weapon. Like Spider-Man's web shooters.
I mean, that's a weapon, I guess. Yeah.
Right? But, like, it's only dangerous if you use it in the wrong ways.
It's still a weapon. It didn't have to be a hero or a villain.
True. Wolverine claws are fucking dope.
Oh, that's true.
Gambit just has flaming deck of cards.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool. I mean,
but I guess that's not. He has like the plasma power, right?
Yeah, like he charges the card. He doesn't. True. It's not like the cards he can summon and be like.
Superman is a weapon.
I thought you were about to go. Super strength is my favorite weapon. I'm like, oh, okay.
Kind of is.
You're just the Hulk.
No, the Hulk is my favorite part of the Avengers.
Yeah. It's Excalibur. It's gotta be. It's Excalibur.
Which version?
Fate.
Oh, boring. Not Soul Eater?
No.
Fate. Where he's the annoying penguin?
No.
Oh, man. I honestly can't narrow it down. I don't know.
Okay, well then there's your answer.
I honestly don't know.
There's your answer.
There's too many things to wear. That's a boring answer, I know, but
wow,
I can't do
it. Heard it here first.
I can't do it.
Couldn't commit.
Couldn't commit. Couldn't do it.
Well, thank you for
it. Know what?
What?
My favorite pop culture power weapon. Wow. The weapon of friendship.
Oh God, get out of here. Okay.
The weapon of friendship, undefeated.
I'm done. I'm done. Brian Mac writes in
with a Mac attack.
Yeah. Subject line: hipster gamer.
What's up?
Hello, nerds. What are some of the games that you played and loved, but only to later find out that those games are universally hated?
I don't know about universally hated,
okay,
but I know at the time when the PS3 SSX game came out,
okay,
everyone hated that shit.
Okay.
Because it wasn't tricky.
Okay.
And I was like, y'all dumb, this game is fucking awesome.
Okay.
And nobody bought it.
Wow.
I'm sad.
And that's it?
No, there's more.
Okay.
Like, what was that other one I really liked? Tony Hawk Ride. No. Remember Tony Hawk's fucking peripheral skateboard game?
Yeah, Ride.
It was garbage.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge.
Okay.
Because when that game first came out, it was on the Wii U, and it was a fucking mess. Like, they only gave you one weapon, and every other weapon was paid DLC.
Mm.
And then Razor's Edge came out, and it gave you everything, and that game's awesome, but it was too late. Nobody gave it a chance.
Mm.
Syndicate on the PS3 was really good. Fucking the original Nier. Suck my dick, everybody who didn't play the original Nier. You're like, oh, why is not blindfolded? Eh?
I don't know if I can think of anything right now. Maybe
Folklore?
Folklore didn't finish, but that game was cool.
Yeah.
I guess Mass Effect 3 I like.
But everyone hates the ending of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good call.
Paperboy for the NES.
Wait, hold on. I unironically like Kingdom Hearts 2.
Wait, is that not a thing? Do people not like Kingdom Hearts 2?
Well, every time I hear about... No, it's people must love Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah, right? It's good.
Okay.
It's a good game.
Final Fantasy 9. That's the one.
Yeah, people don't like that one.
That's the one where I played. I'm like, this is it.
This is the one.
And then I grew older and I talked to people about it. They're like... Oh, shit. That had all the child characters.
I'm like,
what? That's why...
What the fuck? That's the whole...
Like, everyone came off of 7 with all the, with fucking emo Cloud. And they're like, what's fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably my one.
Ooh, the One Chambara series.
The Cowboy Girl?
The Cowboy Zombie Samurai Girls. Oh, God. Those games, you know what? People don't really like those games.
For good reason.
But you know what I love, though? I love those games. Because they're fucking weird.
Okay. Okay.
Those are pretty good. Viva Pinata for the Xbox 360 is a good game.
I didn't like that.
What? You didn't like sacrificing your children and then feeding it to their parents?
Not really.
Oh, man. Patapon games.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if I'm saying games that are like just nobody played or nobody liked them. That's the difference.
I feel like nobody played
Patapon.
Yeah. Viva Pinata, I know people. Well, that was a critical darling, more like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the general public
didn't play it.
Not so hot.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's tougher to think of because I only have good taste.
Because I'm fucking perfect. Ooh, Galgun.
That's
the Galgun series.
That's all you.
Hell yeah. That's those games are awesome.
I mean, yeah, if you want trash.
DJ Hero. Those games are awesome.
Do people hate those or they just play them like, yo, fuck this, it's hard?
I think... I don't know. Whenever I played DJ Hero, it was always like, it's not Guitar Hero, so fuck this.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Right? So they just didn't give it a chance.
Okay.
Fucking Demon Souls took 2 generations for people to understand.
Actually,
that's
a good
game.
That's true. I did love Demon Souls, but I remember like reading online, people like, this game's too hard.
Yeah. And then every time I talk to my friends from college... They always, whenever they bring up Dark Souls, they always bring up, oh, Anthony, didn't you play Demon's Souls? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you're the only person I know who's ever actually played that game.
Wow.
Right? Like, nobody played it. And then Dark Souls is like the biggest thing. It's the hardest game since Dark Souls. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Have you seen the new Demon's Souls?
It looks fucking nice.
I was tempted to buy it and I was like,
it looks fucking nice.
I've got a backlog to get through first. Yeah.
The Katamari games.
Okay, yeah. That I'll give you that.
Those games are awesome.
Like, it takes a specific person to like that.
Yeah.
I'll also give you Nobi Nobi Boy.
Nobi Nobi Boy. It's a fantastic game.
Nope.
Yo.
Nope.
You gotta eat stuff to grow your length and then feed your length to girl.
Ugh.
So she can wrap around the planets.
Yuck. Gross.
Nobi. Oh, that was the one. Wet. Do you remember Wet?
Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
The sword and the...
The sword and the gun. And there's a third person...
Red Jacket?
Shooter. Yeah, where they tried to combine Tony Hawk combo systems with murder.
Oh, I remember that.
Stranglehold.
I remember that.
John Woo's Stranglehold.
Yeah.
I love those games.
Oh, yeah. Stranglehold was fun. Wait.
This one, I will admit, it's bad.
Yeah.
Work Time Fun. The PSP.
I don't know that one.
You don't remember the one where you got a cat pens as the first game to get money so you could spend it at the vending machine to get more mini games?
No, I don't.
Had the ramen timer?
No. I have a couple PS2 ones I know I liked. Kinetica.
Kinetica's awesome.
I like Kinetica.
You're in good company here, because Kinetica's great.
Kinetica. Shoot, the other one just left my mind. Oh, God, I can't remember it anymore.
Ready to Rumble Boxing.
No, it definitely was not Ready to Rumble Boxing. No, definitely was not that. Oh, shoot, what did I play on the PS2 that I loved?
Klonoa.
Okay, this one I don't know. I think this one's more because, like, it's Metal Gear Acid. But that's only because people who wanted Metal Gear, when they saw the Acid, they're like, this is not Metal
Gear. This is a card game.
Yeah.
This is for nerds.
I loved Chain of Memories. Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a
good game. But I know people are like, yo, that ain't fucking...
Again, it's a card
game. Yeah. I don't know. I think we listened.
Project Rub XXYY Feel the Magic on the DS.
I bought that because that was like one of the launch games. I had nothing else to play.
What a dumb fucking video game.
Feel the magic.
Feel the magic.
Feel it.
Okay, this is the last one I'll say, but it's not because I liked it. I just thought it was a cool idea.
Okay.
Magic Pengle.
Oh, the brush, the paintbrush.
Where you had to paint in 3D space on the PS2 to create monsters and then use those monsters to fight against other people.
Yeah.
No, that was a sick idea.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But nobody played it.
I mean.
And it was bad.
I played it and I hated it.
And it was not good. I guess that goes outside of the scope of the question because I also think it was bad.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you for writing in, Brian. Let's move on to picks of the week. And I think this week was pretty video game focused.
It is.
Because there were two big events that happened.
Because they re-released Magic Pengle, The Quest for Color.
No. That is not what happened. We'll start with Nintendo, because Nintendo had a Pokemon Direct.
They did.
And they had some cool stuff.
They had the most cool stuff.
Of the two things.
Okay,
fine. Yes, they did. First of all, they have updates to Pokemon Snap.
Yep.
I forget. Is there a subtitle to this?
New Pokemon Snap.
Oh, new
There's
Pokemon.
There's a prefix to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and they showed off new things you can do. You can make Pokemon glow.
You throw just fucking rave drugs at them.
Yeah.
And it goes...
There's
Celebi.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, honestly, there are things that you already know.
Yeah.
It's like you could take a picture of the Pokemon. You could take an activity. You can force it to do an activity. Or, like, if you're there for a magical moment.
You
can
throw it a fluff fruit.
Like, it'll do something special. Yeah. And then I guess it gives you replay value, like the original one, to find different shots.
Find all the secrets. If you throw an apple in this volcano, then it erupts and another Pokemon comes out. But then if you do that, then you could do this to make the Charizard do this.
This game is the type of game, like, I love Pokemon Snap as a kid, but it's starting to hit me that I don't think I care about Pokemon anymore.
Like, in general?
Like it's cool. Like, I think it's cute, but not enough where I'm like, yeah, I want to play a Pokemon game.
I don't think I would play Pokemon Snap again.
Like, I don't even think I would play Pokemon proper, because, like, let's face it, I haven't bought the last one. I haven't bought the last few of them.
True.
Right?
What was the one before Sword and Shield?
Black and White 2.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or was it? No. Not Sun and Moon?
Oh, Sun and Moon. Yeah.
Or
Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yeah, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, Sun and Moon, Black and White 2, Black and White.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't played any of those.
I played Ultra Sun, but I got to the third gym and stopped.
Well, there you go. And, like, I thought that the Sword and Shield would have got me on, because I'm like, this is what I wanted. But it was one of those things where it's like, I've been wanting this for 20 years.
True.
I've now grown to the point where it's, I'm beyond, not that I'm too old for Pokemon, but like my interests have obviously changed.
Are you saying that you're too old for Pokemon?
I hope not.
That's the last bastion of my childlike wonder. I don't want it to go.
Like, I have a Squirtle hanging from my rearview mirror in my car. Yeah, true, you do.
You are a... Whenever I'm in the parking lot and I see something like that, I'm like, an Asian person owns that car.
Yeah, and it's like I like Pokemon, but I just don't know if I care for it enough anymore where I'm like, yeah, I want to play it. Like, in my head, I'm just like, Pokemon's, you know, Red, Blue on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And then...
You know what? I replayed Red recently.
Yeah.
That shit's good. That's a good-ass video. Yeah,
it just looks old.
Just looks old. That's a good-ass video game.
Anyway, so that's Pokemon Snap. The next one, you know, speaking of old games, is they're remaking Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shiny Diamond?
Shining Diamond.
And Brilliant Pearl?
I think it's Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. No, we got it backwards. Oh. Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
Okay, fair enough. Shiny Pearl, yeah.
And that was the last... I think those games were the last time I played a full Pokemon game front to back, side to side, 360 up and down. Like,
yeah, same. You're right. I think that's the last one. That was the last one on the DS.
Did it have... That one had Gratania in it.
Yep.
Darkrai.
Sure.
Did it have the DLC where you could, like, unlock the other island to get the fucking bush legendary where it's, like, a mole but it's got a flower patch on its back?
I don't know. I didn't play enough.
I think a Game Shark the shit out of that
game. Like, because, like, that was the last one. No, because after that was Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
Oh, I played that too.
Yeah.
That's true. I got the Pokewalker. That's the thing I did.
So, but of the, like, new generation, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one. So, that was cool, I guess.
Are you getting tired of remakes?
I'm not getting tired of remakes.
Because we're going to talk about more later, but...
Like, I'm not getting tired of them, but, like, I just don't know. I'm more surprised at how much I don't... I'm not interested in these.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the idea is bad. Like, because if Final Fantasy IX Remake showed up, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, I think it depends on the game. It's just,
Well, that was me for Final Fantasy XII Remake.
Yeah. Right? So, like, it's not so much that I'm tired of them. It's just the things that they're choosing to remake, it just so happens to not be what I'm into.
That's fair.
But the big announcement was Pokemon Legends
Arceus.
Whatever it is. And this looks like a brand new Pokemon spin-off game.
This is the Pokemon game I've been wanting since the GameCube.
Yeah, so this is a fully realized open-world Pokemon game.
You hide in the tall grass.
Yeah.
You are the threat in the tall grass.
This is what I thought Sword and Shield was gonna be.
And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't. Yes. So this is just open-world. It's on Switch. It looks like Breath of the Wild Pokemon, mm-hmm. only in the... Whatever era.
The fucking first era.
Yeah, where your Pokeball has a clasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your samurai Pokemon trainers?
Yeah, so I don't know. What's up with the samurai theme? Monster Hunter's gone samurai?
Japan, dude.
Yeah, but... Why?
Because they've been doing everything that's not... Dude, I think Japan would... They made Binary Domain a couple years ago. Yeah. All right?
Okay. there's a game I like that no one did.
Hell yeah. Big Bowl?
That was Capcom, right?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Okay, that's fucking weird.
What a weird game, yeah. Yeah, so it's an open world game, and it looks pretty neat. Like, you actually have to throw the Pokeball to catch the Pokemon.
You got it, like, third person over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, Fortnite style, aim that shit.
Yeah. So it's set for release in exactly 1 year.
Yes.
Early 2022. Mm-hmm. And the game looks early.
Looks very early.
But I also don't know how much better it can look.
Within a year?
Yeah, given what I know what the Switch can do.
Given the timeline of the release.
Because if you watch this trailer, now maybe it's just my eyes, and maybe it's because, like, I'm used to seeing much nicer things.
Yeah.
This game's running like dog shit.
It looks bad.
And there's not a lot of stuff on the screen. Like, there's a lot of grass, but there's not a lot of anything else.
There was a...
There's an animation that's, like, happening.
The Chiny or whatever, that one...
It's going at, like, 2 frames! I'm like, what is that? Like... This game looks old.
Yes.
Like, 5 years old before it's going to come out.
It's going to get delayed.
And I say this too, you know, today is the 4th anniversary of the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy because I feel like the Switch operates like a system that's 10 years older. I need a new one.
Yep.
I want a more powerful one. I want a nicer one. Give me a thinner one too. Fix your Joy-Cons, assholes.
True.
I haven't actually turned on my Switch in a long time because of my drift.
Drift?
Yeah.
I can't really play anything unless I want to hook it up to my TV.
Just put it in your car.
Huh?
Nothing.
Play when I drive? Yes. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so, okay.
Yeah, but that was the Nintendo one.
Yeah, the Nintendo one is pretty good. But then the Sony one.
Oh. We watched this.
This was hot garbage.
Yeah.
This was, Returnal. Who gives a shit?
No one does.
Dodgeball the video game. Who cares? You can be the ball.
That was in the Switch one, too.
You can be the ball.
Yeah.
Who cares? Rise to Honor 2. Game of show.
Sifu. Yeah.
You're fighting people in the hallway. That was the best one in my eyes. All right. Solar Ash. Or as you put it, Shadow the Hedgehog in space.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it plays like dog.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's, who cares? Oddworld, who still play these games?
Oh my god, that's just Lemmings.
Kena, Bridge of Spirits.
You know what? I want to play that.
It looks okay.
Like that Disney Pixar.
It looks like Pixar style.
Like, and we always say this every time a game like this comes out, like, oh, this looks like a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
And like, I hate to be cliche, but this one looks like a Pixar
movie. It looks like a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Deathloop. I don't care.
Nah.
And the only thing that was PS5 exclusive.
Hell yeah.
In this whole show.
Tell me all about it.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Yuffie Edition.
Yeah. You're missing the whole title.
No, I just did. I did. Yuffie Edition.
No, it's Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Remake.
Uh-huh.
Intergrade.
Uh-huh.
Yuffie episode.
There we go.
Episode Yuffie.
Episode Yuffie.
Yeah.
So, this apparently, according to you, takes place within the Final Fantasy VII story where Cloud gets separated from the group.
Yes, he gets separated from Avalanche.
At a certain point in the story, I don't remember. Maybe I didn't get there? I think I did. Because it's still in Midgar, right?
When
that happens? Yeah, okay, so I did get there. I just don't remember when it was. But during that time, Yuffie shows up in Midgar.
Yep.
And she's all like, hey, ninja bro, let's go do ninja shit.
Mm.
And then they do it.
Yep. And they say, I missed this the first time watching around, but then like, the guy goes, that's Avalanche. Should we introduce ourselves? And she says, no.
Shinra's probably all on their ass.
Yeah, so let's stay away from them, which is the convenient, that's why you never saw her.
Exactly. Exactly. Now we can make up whatever we want.
Yeah.
It looks cool. I still got to finish Final Fantasy VII proper.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is, I'm pumped. I'm pumped to play Yuffie. Tifa's the hottest, but Yuffie's my girl.
Are you sure that Yuffie's not the hottest?
No, I'm sure.
Or is she the cutest?
Yuffie's definitely the cutest.
All right. Tifa's more than Aerith?
I do not like Aerith.
You don't like pure, oh, honey, I'll help you. Let me cure your wounds.
No.
No?
No. And I don't like short hair, so that says a lot about Yuffie being cool.
All right. She does have that sweet fucking Moogle hoodie.
She does.
It's pretty fucking
red. I
need
that shit.
That's so sick.
Girl, I need it.
You know what? No clothing item I always think is cool, but is like female exclusive.
A poncho?
No, the hoodie, but it's the crop top hoodie.
Yeah, why would you want that?
Where it's like long sleeve.
Yeah,
and
no,
a hood.
But
it's a crop top.
Why do you want that?
I don't want it specifically, but I think that piece of clothing looks fucking rad.
On women,
yes.
Yes.
And I'm kind of jelly that I'm not a woman because I can't wear that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like, I might transition specifically to wear that. No.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool fashion stuff. Yeah. I also need to stop eating, too, because I need not a fucking Santa gut.
Oh, but it would look so hot.
on my hairy ass
on
gut.
On that crop top.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was the only real exclusive, I think.
Yeah, that was.
Well, unless Sifu was.
Sifu was, I think, on the PlayStation, but it's PlayStation 4 it was showing on.
Oh, I see. You mean
I mean, PS5. When I say exclusive, I mean PS5 exclusive.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, there is no reason for me to buy a PS5 right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, there isn't.
What the fuck?
You shouldn't.
Meanwhile.
As the owner of the PS5, you should not buy a PS5.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
There was also some Final Fantasy announcements outside of this.
Yeah.
Where you had showed us Final Fantasy VII on the Android.
Which one?
The remake.
Okay.
Right? And they remade them all.
Oh, yes, they did.
Right? They made, like, here, we put Advent Children as a game. We put Dirge of Cerberus as a good game.
Yeah.
We have the fucking PSP Crisis Core is now a game.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's, like, are they cutscenes? Because they only showed gameplay from the one game.
Yep.
Right? And it's still turn-based.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It's crazy. This mobile game is my dream Final Fantasy VII remake.
It's the original?
It's the original.
It's got the 2.5D?
Yeah. It's turn-based battles, but the turn-based battles are done up like the 7 remake.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they use all the same assets. Cloud's limit breaks are those limit breaks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's wild.
It looks cool. This looks really cool.
Yeah, I just can't believe it's iOS Android.
I just don't want to play it on my phone.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, because you know that it in, like, a year after this release, is like, because I'm assuming it'll be 7 comes out first, and it'll be episodic released.
Yes.
I'm assuming it'll all come out at once.
Yeah, in, like, 2023.
Yeah, on a console.
Yeah.
So, future's looking bright.
All right. You hear the rumors about the new PSP?
PSP?
Yeah. Sony's thinking about bringing the PSP back.
Why?
I don't know. It's just rumors, so I don't know if any of it's true or not. But
no.
You think they could compete in the Switch market?
No.
I don't think so either. No. But the other iOS exclusive
Final Fantasy. Yes, tell me all about it.
Was Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
The First Soldier.
Hell yeah.
Guess, you know what type of game this is?
RPG.
No, baby. Battle Royale.
What?
Fortnite.
What?
With assault rifles and down the sights. Yo, you can ADS in Final Fantasy VII. What are we doing? What has humanity come to?
I don't know. No.
This is ridiculous. I thought this was fake when I first saw it.
It's not fake.
It's a real product. This is a real licensed product.
Yeah. Like, I think at this point, Square's like, yo, Final Fantasy VII is the shit.
That's insane.
It just prints the money.
So fucking crazy.
Here's some crazy money. Speaking of which, Final Fantasy VII Remake is free on PlayStation 4 this month.
Oh, yes it is.
Yes.
What was the other games that are free?
I don't know.
Yeah. But if that the one caveat there is that if you have the free version of Final Fantasy VII Remake, you cannot freely upgrade it to the PS5 version. You have to have bought the PS4
version. So there is going to be a PS5 version or update for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
More fog.
Yeah. But it only applies, if you have actually purchased said video game.
Yeah.
Whether that's disc or digital. More fog, different lighting, double frame rate. So there you go.
I guess, was that it for the Final Fantasy announcements?
Yeah, there was something I'm reading here that I just want to out.
Yeah.
Would you like some updates on the rumored Switch Pro?
Yes.
Because there's more updates now. Because I feel like we've been talking about this for the past 2 years.
Yes.
Switch 2. Said to be coming out later this year.
Okay.
Larger screen.
Okay.
Oh, with a 4K panel. Oh, no, sorry. With an OLED panel.
Okay. It's a Vita. All right.
Outputs to 4K.
Okay.
They're saying the Samsung factory. Not the Samsung, but the factory that makes the Samsung OLEDs are set to start production of the screens in June, so that they would position a release this holiday.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm down for a new, like, I will buy a new Switch. Same. Even if there's no games, I will buy a new Switch.
Same, I'd probably buy a new Switch as well.
Yeah, like, I'm just, I love to complain about the fucking iPhone notch, and then I turn on my Switch, and I see a 3-inch bezel, and I'm like...
That's an even bezel.
Yeah, but it's all the way around. True. And I'm like, why? Why?
True.
Like, I didn't realize how much bezel size really dictates how old a piece of technology is.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm looking at, like, my MacBook, for example, same size, like, it's the same size of that Switch bezel. It ain't small.
Have you seen a CRT recently?
Yeah, there's one outside my room.
Huge bezel.
Yeah.
Huge.
But then I look at my monitor, I'm like, yo, that's a thin bezel.
There's no bezels.
And then I look, I just, spoilers, I bought a new TV. There's, like, no bezel.
True, there is no bezel.
So, like...
There's no, so much, like, not a bezel in, that when you have the non-burn-in mode on, it puts a bezel on it.
Yeah.
It puts a frame on it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, I guess it needs that. Yeah. So, there you go. That's my Switch Pro
okay.
2 update.
The last one I got is Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan. Oh, second last one, sorry. Is in a Tom Clancy movie.
Okay.
There is a new movie out called Without Remorse, or it's coming out, but it's Tom Clancy's Without Remorse.
Hmm.
Let me tell me if you've heard this story premise before.
Okay.
Turns out a man was, you know, he's living a happy life, and an attack happened on his family. Killed his wife.
You don't say.
Took everything from him. Everything.
No way.
But it turns out that that man, ultimate war veteran, super spy, killer galore.
That's John Wick.
Yeah, but no dog.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a new Tom Clancy movie out. And it's more army focused, I guess.
Yeah.
It looks super cheesy. Michael B. Jordan looks like a cheese ball in it. I will see this in IMAX 4K. Okay.
You know what? Tom Clancy has nothing to do with Tom Clancy.
Yeah, that was it. Ubisoft bought Tom Clancy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the Tom Clancy name is now a brand. Like, he's not writing these things anymore.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You know what? Good for him. He sold out, literally sold out his name.
I didn't realize Tom Clancy was such a big thing.
His books have been huge for a long time.
I guess I just never realized there was a correlation between, like, the Tom Clancy books and the, like, I didn't realize books and the games had the same audience.
Yep.
But I guess they do. What happened to Ghost Recon?
What happened to Splinter Cell?
Oh, yeah.
Splinter Cell's awesome.
Did
you play Blacklist?
I did.
It's an awesome game.
It is good.
What was the one? Is that Blacklist the one where you could, like, tag three people?
Mark.
Yeah.
Mark and execute.
Mark and execute, baby.
Yeah.
That was such a power trip.
Yeah, man.
So sick.
Yeah, man. You always mark them all, but you tried to kill them all silently, and then you just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. Then, what was the last one? Oh, yeah. Way of the House Husband.
Yes.
This is a manga I've talked about a while ago.
Yeah.
There's a legendary Yakuza. Somehow disappeared from the game. Nobody knows what happened to him. Turns out he decided to take the job, dangerous job,
okay,
of the house husband.
Okay.
It's a comedy, and Netflix has made it an anime. And I use the term anime very loosely, because if you watch the trailer for this show, it is like a moving manga.
Mm.
The creator of the show was apparently mentioned as saying that if he wants to make this an anime, he wants it as close to the manga as possible. And that means not animating most of it.
Wow.
So a lot of them are just really nice shots where it kind of, like, characters kind of slide in and out of frames, like almost Inferno Cop style animation.
Yeah,
I would say. But this is a fantastic series. The anime is coming out in April. So check out the trailer. It's kind of like one of my hidden gems. It's fantastic.
Hmm.
It's good. I think that's the last one for me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any more picks or anything else
noteworthy. Oh, PlayStation patented a banana controller.
Great.
Like, it's a banana.
Thanks.
Not the boomerang PS3 controller.
No, I know. You're talking about the yellow bit, the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit.
Okay.
It's a banana.
Well.
And it's got buttons on it. Look, it's a banana. Check it out.
Why?
I don't know. They just did it. That's cool. I want to see what they do with the banana controller.
But why?
But honestly, the boomerang controller, that should have been the PS3 controller. That shit's hot.
No.
Yeah.
That does not look comfortable to me.
Maximum ergonomics.
How's that ergonomics?
What are you talking about? It's just like perfectly formed to your hand curve.
No.
Yes.
No, the shoulder buttons wouldn't work.
We never would have known unless we got it.
I know.
Never would have known.
I was in those meetings. I said no.
I told Ken Kutaragi, what the fuck are you thinking?
yeah. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Our weeks. I'll go first because mine's pretty short. I beat Cyberpunk 2077.
You were playing that game like a motherfucker. I saw you on Discord.
Yeah. Took me 55 hours.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And I didn't finish all the quests.
Okay. Well, I don't think you would probably be in there for like another 150 hours.
Did you know that game has multiple endings?
I heard it did. Yeah, it's like Fallout.
It has multiple endings.
Okay.
And some of them, you can't just like go to back to a save point. You gotta like start.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like there's a certain point in the game where like
you've entered the point of no return.
So there's the enter the point of return, and then some of them are like, well, you didn't do this enough. And the other ones are like, you didn't even do that.
You didn't do that thing?
So you don't get this.
That's that important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this like fucking Fallout 3 when it's like, oh, I need you to go into the nuclear reactor when you have the super mutant teammate?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I wouldn't take this act of heroism away from you. It's like, fuck you, bitch. Go in there. I'll live. Is it like that?
No, not quite like that. But it's, you know, it's along the, we'll say along the same lines. Yeah. Yeah, so I beat that game.
All right.
Cyberpunk is awesome.
Final verdict? Cyberpunk's awesome?
Cyberpunk, like, I will say the main story is solid. Like, it's not super awesome. Like, it's not super intriguing and stuff. And, like, it definitely goes down a path that I wasn't personally as interested in.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted the whole, you are corporate and you are, like, doing all this corporate shit and shenanigans. And there is an option where you can try and go down that path.
Yeah.
But the game really wants you to be on the, like, no, you are outside.
Okay.
Like, we want you to be the country bumpkin looking in Night City.
Okay.
And, like, all right, sure. I guess that's what you want. But so that was the story. I was thinking back, and, like, the game has tons of variety. All the main missions and all the side missions, not the, like, the small little gigs. Super fun, interesting. Best part about the game? Characters, like the side characters, like it's just fun to hang out with these people and just do shit with them, even if it's just like, you know, when you're in Grand Theft Auto, it's like get in the car and you can watch the whole car ride. Like, this game has that.
My favorite ones in Grand Theft Auto are where it's like, do you want me to drive or no, it was LA Noir.
Oh yeah,
where it's like, do you want me to drive or you want to drive? It's like, I want you to drive because I want to hear this conversation, I want to experience the city.
So they have that, and it's great.
Nice.
Couple things I don't like about the game. It is the UI, super convoluted. I don't know why it's so complex.
Just menus on menus?
Yeah, like, it presents itself as being pretty simple.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, there's just so many things that are in there that you don't really know what they do.
At the deepest part of the menu, how many times do you have to press back to get to the main game?
I don't know, not too many. Maybe, like, four?
Okay.
It's not too many. But there's just, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't really like the menu system. Gameplay's pretty cool. I will say I was surprised for an open world game. There's not a lot of if there's one thing that this game lacks, it's all those extra fun things that most open world games do. Like, there's really nothing to collect.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mini games. There's no
okay,
you know, just completely unrelated shit. Like, this is a focused open world game.
Yeah.
And there's nothing too wrong with that. Like, you definitely can search and find Easter eggs and cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, it really wants to keep your eye on the ball and be like, you're going to do this. Like, you're going to play this game. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. The ending I got was the one. How can I put it? I made all the choices I wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched the game play out, I don't know if that was like, I felt bad. Like, I don't know if that was the right to be honest, the game forces you to feel like there is no right ending here.
That's good.
Yeah, so, like, it doesn't matter what you get. There's a pro and con to it.
Yeah. But there's no, like, this is the 100% perfectest ending you could possibly get.
There's, like, a secret ending, but it doesn't, it's not, like, its outcome isn't any better.
Oh, okay.
It's just a different.
It's just secret.
Yeah.
Is it really a secret ending if there's multiple endings?
This one, yeah, this one, like, requires, like, the most amount of specificity. To get it. To get, like, the final part to get it. Because when you go up to the end of the game, basically you're asked, like, which one of these three options do you want to do?
Yeah.
And if you hit all the requirements getting up there, you wait in that conversation window for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then some other party will come and be like, well, there's also this one.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like,
what did that? Far Cry 4 did that.
Yeah.
When the one guy was like, wait here.
Yeah.
And if you actually wait,
He comes back and
ends the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there are options to that. And that is one of the endings. You can just end it when they give you that option.
Okay.
They're like, all right.
All right, cool.
It's pretty cool, though. It's a cool, they do, like, a cool Matrix Easter egg of the red pill, blue pill thing.
Okay.
So it's
is this one of the things like these kind of endings, is it like a you ended the game and therefore you cannot advance any further?
Yes.
Okay, so like make a save before you go in here.
Oh, it tells you, it's like beyond this point you cannot do anything.
Okay,
right. Yeah, and when it says beyond this point, it's still like, you know, a couple hours.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like that's the lead in.
Just make sure you have something to go back to.
Yeah. So
new game plus.
I don't know if there's a new game plus.
Okay.
I just know that you can take your completed game and go back into the point of no return.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, no, I had lots of fun. Like it was really good.
And what was your build?
Oh, I was tech. I was almost all tech and intelligence and some stealth.
Okay.
So my character, like basically I loaded all my points into crafting so I can make the best guns.
Yep.
And then I loaded it all into tech weapons and smart weapons.
Okay.
So my tech weapons at the end of it were like hyper fast charging, and all tech weapons ignore body armor.
Nice.
So it didn't matter.
Just doing true damage, yeah, all the time.
Basically. And then the other one was smart weapons, which was...
like the auto-aim pistols and shit?
Dude, headshots only. I didn't realize how aggressive smart weapons are.
Yeah.
Because they could be, like, behind corners.
Oh, and it'll wanted curve the bullet?
Yes.
Okay.
And because, like, I have the cyberware where, like, you can... it's basically not heat-seeking, but, like, you can see people through walls, okay, because, like, yeah, I can ping them.
Yeah.
Because that's what it locks to, and the bullets follow...
that's awesome.
Whatever... trajectories there.
That's sick.
And so like they go for cover, you aim your gun up and it's like arcs down and you just see headshot, headshot, headshot.
That's so cool.
And it's like, damn, I just ran through so many things. It was ridiculous. I would come up to be like, what is this hostage situation? I don't care.
Yeah.
And you just watch them just fade away.
I think I might want to do, when I play that game, I think I might want to go the like full cybernetics into like just close range.
So I've seen people do that. Like they have like gorilla arms.
Or like shotguns.
Yeah. Like it's, you blow people away.
Nice.
It's wild. The stealth one's pretty cool too. Yeah. There is a part in the game though where like one of my disappointments is like, you know, I was really expecting this game to be like visually, or at least its presentation is just like be like just blow you away. Mm-hmm. And like, don't get me wrong, it's still the best looking game out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about like the future in like a cyberpunky setting,
yeah,
I think like massive crowds.
Okay.
Like just population density.
But did you hook up your PC to your new TV?
Yeah, but it doesn't do that. Right. It doesn't do like you know like when we were in Shibuya Crossing and there's just like people.
Yeah, okay. Density.
Yeah, like the game never does that.
Have you played Hitman Blood
Money? No, it's not the same. On the PlayStation 2. It's not the same. It's not the same. But the other thing is, like, when you're looking into the distance at Night City, you see, like, tons and tons of rush hour.
Okay.
But when you get there, it's nothing. Like, there's no cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I just wish it had more.
You want the density, yeah.
There's a whole event in the game. It's basically a Japanese festival.
Sick.
And Japantown is situated on multiple skyscrapers.
Okay.
Like, think of a street, and then the street has levels.
It just goes up.
Yeah. And so, like, the festival happens basically in the air.
Mm-hmm.
On all these balconies and bridges. Cool. And then through it is a parade. So you see like a traditional Japanese castle parade,
mm-hmm,
like float going through. And it's the one time in the game where they just decide it's got to be a festival. So let's load in all the people.
All the peeps.
And you're like, this is what I want.
This is what I've been missing.
My PC went to 10 frames.
Oh my God. Even on a 3070?
I'm running at 1440p. Everything's ultra.
Yeah.
It's usually at 60 frames, fine.
Yeah.
That one scene. That's just hilarious. I was like, what the fuck?
That's hilarious.
I was like, ah. So they had the, like, it's a thing they could have done.
Yeah.
It just would never have been viable for anybody.
It's, that scene is the crisis.
Yeah. Of and I was just game. Like, okay. There's no way, like, I need to know what system can run this, like, max, no problem. And it's like, I don't think anything can, but.
But can it run Crysis?
But yeah. But yeah, so like I think Cyberpunk is awesome. It's a shame about like its whole release situation, and especially the situation on base PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have like a top end PC, I think it's worth playing. Otherwise, you know, if you're on the next gen console, I guess this holiday you'll be playing it with that update, which hopefully makes everything nice. And then, like, the only other thing is, you saw this, Anthony. I was doing a little clean around out here and a little renovation. I got a new TV.
It looks nice.
Yeah, I got some stuff. And I think I alluded to it last week, but 4K at 120 hertz, I think it does make a difference.
There are certain things where I'm like, I don't see a difference.
Yeah.
And then you put in the fucking weeb game.
Yeah.
You put in Ghosts and
Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, mama, that looks good.
Yeah, and that's a PS4 game.
Yeah.
I honestly just want to buy Demon's Souls just so I see what an actual PS5 game looks like.
Do it.
But it's like, that's a whole lot of money for a,
yeah, I guess,
for like a visual experiment when I have all these other games to play.
True.
Yeah, like in movies and stuff, I think it looks great. It's harder to tell the difference, but on a video game, when you see Ghost of Tsushima PS5 at the full blown whatever, shit is wild. It
looks really nice.
Like I couldn't. I was like, this is a video game. It's good.
Okay.
But yeah, that was it. Yeah, I've been playing more Dirt. That's fun. Yeah.
Video games are at a point now where it's like, you know, every year we're always like, it looks so real, it looks so real. But now it's at a point where you're like, hot damn, this looks good.
I
showed my friend. Yeah. A screenshot from Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
And even she was like, that game looks good. That game looks so real. I'm like, oh, baby, let me show you some other things.
Some real video games.
Yeah. Uncharted 4, here.
I was looking at a tweet the other day that really highlighted that for me. And I was like, this is the tweet. It's about LeBron. It's like, this
that's a good one.
How I like long that tweet. LeBron has been dominating the league, LeBron James.
Yeah.
And they show a screenshot from like NBA 2K3. Mm-hmm. In this year's NBA, and I thought this year's NBA was just real.
Yeah, it just looks like a person.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, that's a video game. Yeah,
it might look better than real life.
Yeah, he's perfect in the
video. He's perfect. Damn, 100 stats.
Yeah, but yeah, that was it. That was my week.
Okay, I finished Stormblood, Final Fantasy 14.
Yes, you also. I noticed. Yes, so this is a game you have not stopped playing.
I finished Stormblood. I have actually reached the end of my Final Fantasy 14 subscription.
Did it roll over?
No, I told you. I only have it set to a flat fee 1 month.
So you paid another month.
I have not yet. It is currently expired, and it's been expired for the past 12 hours.
Oh my god! 12 hours. So, let me do the math here. Today you woke up and came here.
Okay. And it's been expired.
Okay.
It's been expired the whole time.
Okay. Wow.
So
you made it sound like some sort of... Oh, I see. You're not going to renew it until you're going to play it. I see. To maximize.
Until tonight.
I thought so.
So I beat Stormblood. Stormblood is maximum politics, like I said last week.
Yes.
This is the Samurai expansion for your reminder.
Yeah.
I love the main villain. Xenos Ye Galvus. He is the ultimate evil. He is the weak will, or the strong will live and the weak will die.
That's a
no matter who it is. No matter if they're a part of my team, if they're family, if you are weak, you do not deserve to live. And the thing I love about this character is that even though he is so comically evil, he is a character that sticks to his guns.
Yep.
There is at no point where he is like, my vision is incomplete, or my vision is, the heroes made me see something that wrong about my vision. He is like, no, fuck you. I am right, and I know I'm right. And there are certain instances where like the weak must die. He lives that to the fullest, let's say.
Wow.
He lives it to the fullest. Fantastic story. So good. I will admit, it is not as action-packed as Heaven's Ward. Heaven's Ward is dragoons jumping into dragons and shit, and it's fucking cool. But I like the story of Stormblood better. Not by much, but better. And so right now, I've just been working on all the side stuff. So I got all the places, the little like Aether collection, so I can fly in all the Stormblood areas.
Wow.
I'm unlocking a lot of the extra raids and stuff like that. And the main thing I need to work on now I need that Rathalos ruby.
Oh.
I unlocked the Rathalos fight, and that shit is awesome. It is so cool.
I forgot about that. Yeah, they did a crossover with both. Yeah.
Yep. And so you fight Rathalos. Rathalos is in an arena. He shoots fireballs at you. He does all that stuff. And at one point, he is charging up a thing, and a big, like, basically the Final Fantasy 14 equivalent of, like, a Popo walks in and just decks him and knocks him over, stuns him, right? And at that point, you can attack the tail. You can, if you kill the tail, you get an extra carve.
Whoa.
So when you get loot in that game, you don't have, like, it's not like the loot where you roll on it, like a normal raid. You go up to the monster, the dead monster, and you click, like, gather material on it.
Interesting.
And you get, like, Rathalos shards. If you do the extreme version, you get, like, a tempered Rathalos shard.
And these are used to craft?
These are used to craft Rathalos armor and the Rathalos mount if you don't get it as a drop.
Oh, the mount is a drop.
So the mount apparently can be a drop. But if you never get it as a drop because it's rare, if you collect 50 Rathalos shards...
50.
And you can get a max, I think, 2 per run.
Oh my god.
Then you can exchange them for the Rathalos mount.
How many times you beat the Rathalos?
0.
Oh, okay.
Because what I started doing is, because I was working on all the side stuff, and remember, when the side stuff first came out, your level cap was 70, right? And so because the level cap is now 80, I am level 76. And I'm not even into Shadowbringers yet, which starts at level 70.
Yeah.
So I figured by the time I finish, like, even get a quarter of the way through Shadowbringers, because I got to do all the patch stuff before Shadowbringers, I'm going to be level 80.
Yeah.
And if I keep using my level 80 character, this is going to be waste experience. So I'm leveling up a new class.
Okay.
And I'm leveling up a Black Mage. So I was thinking about the Samurai, and I was like, everybody's playing Samurai. There's no variety in these parties. Fuck it. I'll play Black Mage. And Black Mage is a different type of fun. Where Samurai is like, you're up in the face, and then you're like, oh, you're doing attack. I'll dash backwards and do all this stuff, this movement stuff.
You are Samurai.
You are Samurai.
Yeah.
The Black Mage is, I'm going to stand as far as possible. I'm going to put down a spell circle and never leave.
Got it.
And just cast spells.
Got it.
It's apparently some of the highest DPS you can do, but it's a little tricky to play because it is all resource management.
Okay.
So when you use ice skills, you get ice affinity, basically.
Ice affinity.
You get umbral ice charges. And when you get umbral ice charges, your ice attacks do a little bit more damage, but mainly it makes your next spell cost significantly less mana.
Okay.
And your MP charge rate is insane. Like, you get, like, 25% of your mana back every 2 seconds or some shit.
25, right?
Yeah. But if you want to use a fire spell, you have to get rid of that umbral ice. And then every time you use a fire spell or you get fire affinity, your fire attacks do much more damage, but they get exponentially more expensive.
Yes.
So you can only really do, like, say, 3 high-level fire spells. And then you're out of mana, and then you have to switch over to ice.
Got it.
There's other mechanics I haven't unlocked yet, because I'm not as high, but it's, even though you're just standing there, it's pretty fun to just min-max your rotation. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to get to 3 umbral ice, and I'm going to throw it a fire 3.
Mm.
And the fire 3 will give me automatically 3 fire affinity, which then I can do this. And then if I put myself under this trance, then I can cast fire 4.
Yeah.
And that'll do, like, big-ass damage or whatever.
Okay.
And so figuring out your rotation, and there's a mechanic in the game called stutter stepping, where if you're channeling a spell, and it's right near the end, maybe, like, 0.5 seconds off from casting,
mm-hmm.
you can move without your spell being canceled. So you can, like, last-minute dodge AoE attacks and stuff and still get the damage off and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun. It's a completely different way of playing DPS because you are so immobile. But it's pretty good. I like it.
Hmm.
And yeah, again, continues to be awesome. Continues to be fantastic.
Okay.
I have continued to watch Kamen Rider build. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes this week.
Okay.
I think I'm on like episode 30 of 40 something. So I'm almost at the end. And you know how like the whole thing there is like mix and matching, right? Like a rabbit tank or gorilla diamond.
Yeah.
Right? What if it was just rabbit rabbit?
What?
Yeah.
It's just rabbit rabbit?
Yeah, they're doing like the power structure, I think, has gone in reverse, kind of. Where it's like, oh, here's all these cool best matches or whatever, right? But now they're like the most, you know what the most powerful form is? Fuck fusion food. Just authentic Nihon. Like, it is basically like mixing things is garbage. And if you just have the pure element, that's probably the best.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And they're doing some crazy things with the story. I apparently just met the Queen of Mars. So that's cool.
What?
Yeah, man. Kamen Rider build is nutty.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm slowly watching. I think I've been watching that for like the past year.
Okay.
So I'll finish.
So like an actual Kamen Rider.
Yeah. But it's like I'll watch like 10 episodes and then not watch it for like 10 weeks.
Okay. Right?
So it's kind of like that. And then because you guys were squealing over Attack on Titan season 4.
Baby.
I started reading Attack on Titan.
Oh. Anthony, it's not the same.
You're right, it's better.
No, because the anime just hits different.
It just hits different, bro.
Yeah.
So I've been rereading, or I guess reading for the first time, but I'm rereading content that I already know about.
Yeah.
So when I first watched Attack on Titan, I got up to the trial of Eren, and it was basically, fuck all these people, they're all dumb, I hate this shit.
Because Eren saved the world, but why is he being prosecuted?
Yeah, why is he being prosecuted? He fucking helped you, you dumb bitch.
Same thing with Superman.
Closed up the whole... Yeah, but Superman has the power to just say, fuck you. Right?
Technically, so does Eren.
No, not at this point.
Oh.
Not at this
point. You mean his Titan form is not a fuck you?
His Titan form is... Because they show it... I didn't remember this, but it... At least at the beginning, it's not just like Kamen Rider Henshin. It is, I do it. Yeah. But it saps so much energy that if I'm doing it while I'm weak, I actually lose control.
Okay.
Right? And I'm basically a Titan.
Okay.
Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that just frustrated me to no end. But I'm back there. They plugged up the hole in the fence or in the wall.
Yeah.
They're in a flashback now, I think.
Yeah.
And they just showed a Potato Girl for the first time again. Where the trainee or the captain. Oh,
they're in training?
Yeah. Oh,
so is she eating while in line?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What is that? It is a potato, sir. Did you steal a potato? Do you want half? Man, Potato Girl's the best. I love Potato Girl.
Sasha?
Yeah, Sasha's the best. Sasha's
awesome. I didn't like her at first, but like as the series goes on, I'm like, I really like Sasha.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just got there and we're getting to the trial.
Yeah,
I'm sure after these flashbacks, something will happen because Levi showed up after they plugged the hole. And Levi's like, the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hanging out with a Titan.
Yeah.
And then like, flashback. So yeah, we'll see what's there. We'll see what's going on. I forgot how early they mentioned the basement in this show.
That's like the opening of the show.
The opening of the show is like, I need to get to the basement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I got the key.
Yeah, I know. And he even tells like the head honcho, I need to go to the basement.
Yeah.
I just don't know what happens in between to where it takes him so long to get to the basement.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But
I think what helped me was that I had to look at a map.
Like a timeline?
No, like a map of the area.
Oh, yeah, because they have like all the outer circles.
Yeah, and what I didn't realize, like when I knew Eren lived on the like edgy most circle,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't realize like there were steps to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize like the problem why they couldn't go back is because with that hole open, the inner like the outer inner circle,
the outer bubbles basically
is full of Titans, and that's something I forgot. Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where it goes. I'm hopefully gonna catch up, like by next week.
Yeah.
Because turns out there's not a lot of chapters in Attack on Titan. There's like 100 something, and I've read more than that in a week.
Wow.
Supposed to do that. And then the rest of it has been like keeping up with monthly manga. Kept up. Spy X Family still really good.
Yeah.
What else is good? fucking latest Fire Force chapter. Yeah. You thought that picture I showed you last week was weird.
Yeah.
Holy moly, this show is awesome.
Okay.
There's some characters in that show, man. There's some characters in that show. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Record of Ragnarok continues to be great.
That's the one where it's gods versus humans?
Yes. Okay. And late, you know what they just did?
What?
Zeus was like, hey, you know, Buddha, you're a god. You're one of us. I want to fuck up the order. I want you to fight next.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, no problem. He gets out onto the field, takes the announcer's Galar horn. Hey, so I'm a fight for the human race.
Oh.
All right, cool. Peace out.
Wow.
Because Buddha's, he was a human, right? Yeah. Right, and he ascended. He figured out the secret to godhood or whatever. And it's the whole thing of like, nobody can tell me what to do. Yeah. But me.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a fuck you to the gods.
Yeah.
And it's that show's also going places. Kengan.
I want that show to get animated.
It is getting animated.
Oh, is it?
It is. There was a trailer a while ago. I think I showed it to you guys.
Oh, you might have, yeah.
Yeah.
Record of
Ragnarok. I can't wait. I can't wait for that shit.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit. Kengan Omega continues to be awesome. One Punch Man still has great art. Horiyama continues to be wholesome as fuck.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Horimiya, my bad.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Just chilling. It's the last month of my school. All of the midterm assignments are done.
Okay.
But all the final papers are coming up faster than you think. Cause wow. It ends in March. So.
Yeah.
We're getting there, baby.
Yep.
We're almost there. That's it. I think that's my week. I don't know if I did anything else.
Yep.
All right, my new favorite Jav star.
What?
No.
No.
Come on.
Okay, cool. Next week, hopefully we'll be able to talk more about Ghosts of Tsushima.
Or maybe you will. I
will. I will. Okay. I'll definitely talk about it. And if I'm really persistent, I'll also talk about Control. But...
And hopefully next week I can talk about my favorite new Jav star.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the porn cast.
Wow. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. And we hope you have a great start to March. And see you next week.
Yo, there's just a website listing Japanese porn stars.